Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Yo, this is Big Grace. I'm in B-Town. I listen to Faith Walker, EMG.
Sharp Eastern Time, I'm checking out my homie, Faith Walker, on What
the Kingdom Voices,
Gospel Program. Hey, this is Rod P, CEO of Walkfield Records, and I stay tuned in to EMG Radio, listening to my boy Faith Walker.
Yo, yo, peace, God's people. This is Mr. Mayberry checking in, representing Texas, and every Sunday night at 9 p.m., I'm listening to Faith Walker, the Lazarus, on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Yeah.
This is for Tashawn Finney Allen, and while releasing my thoughts to paper, I listen to Faith Walker the Lazarus on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, EMG Radio.
It's your boy DJ Young Hope. You know what I do on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock? I listen to Faith Walker in the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Hit me up on Facebook, Young Hope, Twitter, Young Hope 503, and remember, there is always hope for your situation. Yeah.
Hi, this is Prophetess Lenine Hanaya, a.k.a. Dr. Intimacy. When I'm not worshiping in the beauty of holiness, I'm listening to EMG Radio Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. You are listening to.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, where we preview the very best in gospel music. I'm your host, the Lazarus, Minister Faith Walker. Hold it down. EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. We bring to you the very best in gospel music, nationally, regionally, and locally. So for the next few minutes, you're going to pretend to take a ride on our gospel mix, worldwide famous gospel mix, coming to you live on the ones and twos. So now just kick back and our guests is in the building. We're going to rock out in a few minutes. Just kick back. I'll be right back.
Yo, this your boy Darren Deacon, Quality of Life Music Group. And every Sunday night at 9 p.m., I'm listening to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program with Faith Walker, Lazarus, on EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. So listen, and you're sure to get your Christian walk on.
I wanna be
in your
right there when your presence is. I wanna be
in your presence,
Lord Jesus, right there. In your presence, Lord, right there.
At the thought of you, I tremble.
When you've done all you
can, your precious spirit, your perfect love, your tender mercy rushing like a flood.
Saints of the Most High God. Amen, amen. I trust that your day has been filled with the presence of the Lord. Amen. Yeah, he's shifting in this season. Yeah, he's shifting and shaking and breaking. Some of y'all are going through all three right now, but it's going to be all right. That's what we're here for. This is Prophetic Sunday, amen, Prophetic Worship Time, amen, here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. I am your host, amen, the Lazarus, Minister Faith Walker, also a prophet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, and we just thank you for being in this place on today in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we're going to go into our scripture reading and prayer. Hallelujah, amen. For those who know a word of prayer, be in agreement. He said when two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst, he's in the wind, amen. So let's just bless the Lord. Just shake off all that weight for today. I know folks is acting up in your church, amen, who I'm talking to. But shake it off right now, amen. We just here, we're going to rock out, relax, amen, and just have a good worship experience on tonight. But right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. Father God, we just repent of anything we said, anything we did that's not like you, God, that will hinder this prayer for being not effective in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority over everything that is not like you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We bring everything under the subjection of the Holy Spirit, God, and we ask that your angels be released, taking authority over every unclean spirit in the atmosphere, God. Touch that person on their iPhone, Galaxy phones, amen, Androids, laptop, home computers, desktops, that person overseas, Lord God, worldwide internet, wherever everybody's at, who is by divine appointment, Lord God, we just ask that you anoint their ears, Lord God, circumcise them to the truth, God, and quicken them, Lord God, that the music may break chains. Let the spirit of David come upon the Saul mindset right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that that person, whoever they are, may be soothed, comforted, and edified in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, God. We stand in the liberty and where Christ has made us free. In Jesus' name, amen. All of God's people say amen, amen. Ooh, I thank God on today, amen. If I had wings, I'd fly. But we're going to come from Psalms 42. It reads, as the heart paints after the water brook, so paints my soul after you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? my God. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept the holy day. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted in me? Hope you in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember you from the land of Jordan and unto the Hermonites from the hill of Mizar. Deep calls to deep. My God, I got to read that again. Deep calls to deep at the noise of your water sprouts. All your waves and your billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. In the night his song shall be with me. In my prayer to the God of my life, I will say to God my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? My God, as with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily to me, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope you in God, for I shall yet praise him, and who is the help of my countenance? And my God, I have just finished reading Psalm 42. Blessed are not only the hearers, but the doer of God's holy word. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. For those of you who are on blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot, the number is 347-945-5416. You can definitely, as we interview our guest for tonight, amen, you can definitely press 1 as we get into the broadcast, amen. If you have any questions for the man of God or any of the panelists that will be joining him or part of his group, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, I want to give a special shout-out to my brother, amen, man of God, amen. Quality of life, amen, brother Rob, Darren Deke. Let me tell you what he's doing. He's doing the largest praise dance in history. It's never been done. It's going down this summer. The Christian Walk, amen. The largest praise dance ever, amen. The Guinness World Records will be in the place, excuse me. Guinness World Records, amen. They will be in the building, amen. Definitely hit Darren Deke up either on Facebook or Quality of Life. All you got to do is Google him, Darren Deke, Deke as in Deacon, amen. And he'll tell you all about it, amen. And you can definitely connect with the man of God. That song, Christian Walk, is anointed, amen. They got people praising to that thing all the way up there in Canada, amen. So it's going down this summertime. So shout out to Darren Deke. Also, I'd like to give a special shout out to Prophetess Dr. Yaquanda Payne McCall. Her CD just dropped, amen. We done had her on the mantle of God like 3-4 times. Awesome woman of God, anointed vessel. Her CD, Let's Get Away, amen. She got this joint on there called Bhutang. Bhutang, talking about her husband, amen. So all of y'all who got the Fred Hammond joint where he wrote to his wife, amen, definitely cop that album, that CD by Yaquanda Payne McCall, prophetess, woman of God, amen. She's doing something for y'all, amen, for the couples, amen, so you can cut that Luther off. Oh, God, let me move on. Amen. Also next week, we're going to have BZ. She's the Female Gospel Rapper of the Year. We'll have her in the building, amen. She's the nominee for the Female Gospel Rapper of the Year, amen. That goes down December, I believe. Up there in Tennessee. Amen. She's definitely been nominated. Amen. So shout out to BZ, Minister Katrina, all the saints in ATLGA that's tuning in. Amen. Also definitely thank all of you for not counting their robbery. Amen. In Jesus' name. Now that we got all that out the way, I'm ready to get it in. Amen. We got Pastor Philip Mercer. I'm talking about this man of God. Amen. I mean, this is one man of God that knows how to worship. Amen. And don't get it twisted, amen. He can preach you a sermon, amen, amen. We're going to talk about all that, amen. But we got Pastor Philip Mercy, and also joined by Katrina Holloway and Michael Holloway, the Sounds of Prophetic Worship, amen. And shout out to all the rest of them who started out with the man of God as well, too, amen. But right now we got Katrina Holloway and Michael Holloway joined by Pastor Philip Mercer, amen, and the Sounds of Prophetic Worship. Man of God, come forth.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, I just want to thank, amen, first of all, EMT, the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program for having me on here tonight, and I'm just so excited, amen, to what the Lord is going to do.
Amen. Listen, Pastor, we definitely thank you, amen, for definitely not counting it robbery to rock out with us, talk about this movement, amen. That's going on and sweeping the nation, amen. I'm talking about this Sounds of Prophetic Worship, amen. And I just want you to tell us, I mean, first, before we get into that, how did you know you could sing, and how long I mean, when did you know that you could sing, amen?
Well, my mom, she loved to tell me this story that, you know, when I was maybe about 2-3 years old, I used to go to a daycare, and a lot of times I used to be humming, and she could never figure out what it was I was, you know, what I was saying. And I have a godmother. She was the musician of my church that I grew up in, and she let her know. She said, he's singing his ABCs. And ever since then, Mom, she just couldn't shut me up. I just continued to sing, and I eventually grew it in it. And I, you know, now do it unto, you know, the glory of God.
Amen, amen. So how was that like in, when you begin to sing? When did you see your first move of God? Like you sang, you got up and sang one time, and then you saw God just like move throughout folks in the church and stuff like that, and you were singing it. Like, tell us about that, the first experience where God just moved mightily.
Yes, sir. I'll never forget. Growing up as a young man, I'm still as a young man. For those who don't know, I'm just 25 years old. A lot of people mistake me to being 35, 36.
Wow.
But I'm just 25 years old. And but just, you know, in my teenage years, I went to a church and really didn't too much care about it, you know, just to kind of like be real. Went there during my school, you know, my school time, I faced a lot of trials and tribulations, you know, peer pressure, you know, just going through things at home, going through things at church. And it just seemed like when I went to church, you know, the place where I was supposed to be receiving, you know, getting hope, you know, to take on whatever I may be going through, it was a place at that time of putting me down. So one day I just walked, you know, I walked in the church in the midst of everything that I was going through, and I just began to just sing from my heart, you know, sing unto the Lord. And as I began to sing, I just closed my eyes, I began to play. Matter of fact, I sung a song that I never sung before. So I just singing from, you know, singing from the heart of God. Now as I began to sing, I sung, I weep, and I cry. You know, after a while, you know, I opened my eyes and I really looked and glanced across the church, and, you know, just people just laid out, you know, in the presence of God, not knowing that, you know, what I was going through, that, you know, that it would touch even the people of God that was, you know, in the sanctuary at that time. And just from that moment there, the power of God was just so heavy. And so that's when, you know, I believe that the prophetic actually was really activated in my life.
And that's something. Listen, we about to get into your first song, amen. I had the CD. Somebody stole it. Shout out to the saint that stole my Philip Mercer CD, amen. They know who they is, amen. You know when you let somebody hold something, amen, and they say, yeah, I'm going to bring it back. Yeah, one of those. I mean, real smooth. Amen. Shout out to you, amen. But your song, amen, the atmosphere, amen. Tell us about how did that come about, like setting the atmosphere. I mean, you're a worshiper, so I know you got a whole revelation on that.
Yes. Well, it's amazing how that song came about. I was just sitting, worshiping God, you know, at my keyboard one day in the living room of my mom's house, just really worshiping God. And and those words of that song just, like, came to my spirit. I mean, I'm a songwriter, but just if I just sat down, I mean, I just can't write a song just, like, at that minute. You know, I actually have to press into the presence of God, and God just began to give me those lyrics. And, you know, as I thought about these lyrics as I was writing, I know that a lot of times people, they come to church and leave the same way that they came, you know. But when you're a real, you know, worshiper and you have the heart of God, even just being in leadership, being a pastor, apostle, prophet, you know, whatever your title may be, you don't want the people, you know, to leave and go home dealing with the same thing, that they should go home and feel the difference and experience the difference. So a lot of times we come in church, and you know, sometimes we be so religious, and it's just the same thing going on, and it's really no change. So this song is really just, you know, just asking God, you know, to and inviting the people to let set the atmosphere for praise and worship. Amen. So, you know, where the word of God, when it comes forth, people can be more receptive. Amen. And just, you know, leave home and go into this world. Amen. This dying world. Amen. And be able to conquer. Amen. The things of this world. Amen.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, saints of the Most High God, we're getting ready to go in. When we come back, we're going to bring on, the sounds of prophetic worship. Also, Sister Katrina Holloway and Michael Holloway, we're going to have them when we come back, amen, after this song. But go ahead, Pastor, introduce this song for the listeners.
Oh God, tonight put all our minds on. set the atmosphere. Let's set the atmosphere, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. We want the atmosphere of worship tonight. An atmosphere of worship.
Atmosphere of worship.
Caught hold of that sound, and it's been with us ever since.
Amen, amen. Back to Pastor. How for all the artists that listen in, we got a lot of listeners, artists, groups, and singers that listen in. What would you say, advice would you give to them as far as what's the most important thing they should know about coming together as one in a gospel group?
The great advice, first of all, you know, as a leader, know who you are. You know, know the sound that God is giving you. And once you know that, then it gives the rest of your followers, amen, an example of what to go by. And it makes it a lot easier to catch hold to your vision. You know, and long as you do that, you'll have an awesome group. Not saying that every day would be perfect. Yeah, you're going to have some Judases that, you know, try to get in, and maybe some of them probably may, you know, associate themselves. But, hey, you know, everybody have that. You know, everything is imperfect. But once you find those who catch your sound, it really nothing can stop you. That's all I can say. Nothing can stop you. Once you get the right folks that want to follow the vision, nothing can stop you.
Well, amen. We know that come part of the territory, especially being multidimensional man of God and being a leader in the body of Christ. Amen. What's some of the warfare that you've experienced as a man of God?
Whole lot of warfare. Just me being the man of God. Well, one of the things that I will say that, you know, just growing up, once the devil found out that he couldn't, you know, stop me through my trials and tribulations, at the time that what he was bringing to me, what he tried to do is try to bring a sickness over my body, at a young age. One day I was playing in church, and not to really go too much deep into it, but I started, you know, facing some, you know, some things in my body, amen, that I wasn't, you know, familiar with. But through the midst of it all, you know, I really could be, you know, sleeping in my grave, amen. I really could, but by the grace of God, I am still here. You know, and once the devil, he figure out that he can't get you on one way, what he try to do is come at you in another area. And one thing I noticed that the enemy started trying to take me out at a young age.
Wow.
You know, and because he recognized one thing, if nobody else can't see the vision over your life, the devil can. And he see where you're going. So it's his job to try to stop. And his job is to steal, kill, and destroy, to destroy your destiny, the things that God has planned for your life. So, I mean, warfare, that right there, I can go in so many different directions. But, you know,
amen.
That's the first that come to my mind.
Amen. I'm going to switch it over to Sister Katrina and Brother Mike, the man of God. Amen. We know that being in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you connect with a church or a leader, you know, the anointing flows from the head on down. So what are some of the things you've experienced, maybe musically in the music ministry and just spiritually as a result of walking with this man of God, who's multidimensional, and I'm sure y'all got various other gifts, but just the thing spiritually for those who are listening in, because, you know, we got a lot of groups, like I said, listening in, and, you know, they don't know. They think you just grab a mic and just go. You know, you grab a mic and just go. I mean, you know, not knowing that there's actually some work that has to be put into this. Amen.
I'll tell you one thing in particular that happened to me personally when I first joined the Sound of Prophetic Worship. I could say that I was very, very, very timid. I didn't know how to necessarily grab hold to what God had placed inside of me. And through being in the group, I was able to actually move in the place of leading praise and worship and being able to lead people into worship, because privately in our rehearsals, we were able to go into worship. So it was only a display publicly what we have been doing privately.
Amen. For me personally, I come from a totally different background. I grew up in Methodist Church, where everything was pretty structured. You may do an amen here, a clap there, but there was really no movement of the spirit. And musically, I was a part of school choruses, so that style of singing was totally different from what I was exposed to when I joined the Sound of Prophetic Worship under Philip. So when I joined, it really opened up a whole new realm of music and singing and style of worship, that it just opened other doors for me personally as well. So this was my entrance into the world of worship, seriously, because I've never experienced a depth of worship as I have when I joined the Sound of Prophetic Worship, and I'm grateful for that.
Amen, amen. Back to Pastor Philip Mercer. Now, we about to get into a track. Now, this one on the album, this one here, phew, I mean, this one is soak music right here. I'm talking about I'm thirsty. You know, because man, if you don't give me that revelation, man of God.
Oh, man. Well, you know, there's a lot of times, you know, me just, you know, at the round table with a couple of pastors, you know. I know a lot of people may not agree with this, and some people may agree. But, you know, a lot of times people say the word is the most important thing, that basically praise and worship. And everything that happened before the preacher is, they said, basically that is really like don't count. You know, it's just to just set the atmosphere for the word. But I'm like this. I believe that when I sing worship unto God, I'm acting the word of God. And as I began to read my Bible and I went into the book of John 4, you know, a lot of times when you on the, I'm a musician, so when I play a lot of times, you know, it may not be my turn to preach. So I always say, you know, how can I preach, you know, without being behind the pulpit? So me being behind the keyboard, I created that platform, amen, for preaching. So when I wrote this song, I actually was just studying the word of God. The first part of this song is strictly the word of God. It's right there in the book of John 4. I'm singing the verse. Later on in the song, basically just this is just a cry out, just saying that I'm thirsty for God. So this song here is strictly the word of God. And for, you know, for those who say, well, I can't get the word through music, this is a song where when you hear the words of this song, this is Jesus talking to the woman at the well.
Well, y'all hear it here first on EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. The number is 347-945-5416. This is Shutdown Radio here tonight. We're going prophetic worship, amen, with Pastor Philip Mercer and the Sound of Prophetic Worship. Definitely tell a friend. We worship in the night, amen. So kick back, relax, amen, here on EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. Also, before I forget, amen, definitely check out Prophetess Nadia Plunkett, amen. She got those bracelets, amen. We rocking the EMG, amen, purple and black bracelet, amen. Definitely check her out, Nadia Plunkett, amen. Also check out definitely the man of God, Apostle Dr. Winston Cooper, amen. I'm on that Apostolic Dimension book, amen, and the Seven Spirits of God. Definitely excellent read, amen. Definitely check those out. Listen, we about to get into it right now, real serious with Pastor Philip Mercer, amen. Listen carefully.
If you know who I am, you'll ask me for a drink of water. If you knew the gift of God, you'll ask me for a drink of water. Whosoever drank will never thirst again. And if you drink the water, he'll fill you well with life.
Lord, I'm thirsty for the living water. Fill my well, God, that I may never thirst again.
Drank the water, he'll fill you well with life.
Lord, I'm thirsty for the living water. Fill my well, God, that I may never thirst again.
I'm thirsty, yeah. Fill my well, God. voice and worship.
I'm thirsty, yeah. Woo. Pastor, tell him what that was.
Oh, that's I'm Thirsty by Philip Mercer and the Sound of Prophetic Worship. And that lovely voice you heard was the other voice you heard on that song was Katrina Holloway. That's on the line with us on tonight.
Wow. Sister Katrina, so you're the voice, amen. Okay,
yes,
now it's clicking, amen. Hey, man, the Lord used you. Oh, my God, I'm talking about breaking chains on the song, amen. I mean, my God, almighty, amen. Well, tell us about that song, amen.
From you
personally? Yeah, Sister Katrina, you know, just your contributions to the song with Pastor.
Well, I am originally an alto voice, but God works in mysterious ways. He elevated my voice range to reach a height of heights that I've never reached before. So this song is a testament to all the work and hard work that, you know, I've just contributed to the group and, you know, Phil allowed me to sing this song. And I didn't know the impact that it would have made. So I'm just blessed to be a blessing to others.
Brother Mike, amen. That's got to be one of your favorite songs.
say that again. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, Doc. Come on now. You see, this your wife, amen. You got to be like, you like, yeah, that's my favorite song.
Oh, she was definitely singing. I was so proud just to hear the finished product and just the impact that she's making with her voice and with her anointing. I'm just happy to be her husband.
Wow. Hey, you got a good husband there, Sister Katrina. Amen. I discern that real heavily. Amen. Shout out to you both. Amen. Y'all got such a wonderful relationship. God bless you. Pastor, amen. Also, before I get back to you, man of God, I got to do a little short announcement. Amen. 347-945-5416, Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Listen, man, we're going to play some more joints from the Philip Mercer and the Sounds of Prophetic Worship album. So tell a friend. We done played Set the Atmosphere. You done missed it, amen. But you know what? We might run that back for y'all at the end of the broadcast, amen. I don't know. There's so many we could go in, amen. But we definitely going to play a couple more, amen. So tell a friend, amen. Jacksonville, stand up. We see you, amen. Miami, we see you, stand up, amen. Amen. FLA, definitely stand up. ATL, Carolina, look like everybody out here tonight, amen. And can't even count the ones who listen in around the world via internet, but God bless you for not counting the robbery on here tonight. Also, I'd like to say a shout-out to Mr. Mayberry. He just released his album, Rehab for the Soul, definitely produced by one of the songs I produce, amen, called I'm Going Lamb, amen. Definitely check that out, Mr. Mayberry. You can definitely check him out. I believe he's on Facebook and all media sites, amen. John Mayberry, he's calling himself Mr. Mayberry, the Rehab for the Soul album. The skits, the insert, he did right here on EMG Radio, Kingdom Voices broadcast, amen. They took the interview, amen. Man, and they did some magic with it. Oh, no, thank you, Holy Spirit. We don't work that. Amen. He did some phenomenal things with it. He did some phenomenal things with it. Amen. Boy, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. So also, give a special shout-out to Mr. Dale, amen, formerly of 3-6 Mafia, amen. After 10 years doing Christian rap, he's walking away from the game, amen. You go back to the archive, listen to that interview. Hope Dealer 2, he's doing his last Christian rap album. He's doing a sequel to Hope Dealer 1, which was released in 2007. June, he is doing his last album. He's also a pastor, so shout-out to Mr. Dale and Kenton Jones, amen. Shout-out to Tennessee. Definitely thank y'all, amen, for definitely rocking out with us on EMG Radio, amen. June is going down, Hope Dealer 2. And yeah, after 10 albums, he's walking away from Christian rap. Hey, I don't knock you that many albums, amen. You, my God, it's, yeah, you're going to preach that word now. I celebrate you, man of God. Also, special shout out to Divine Dantzler. He just celebrated the birth of a baby girl. Good news, gospel music artist, Divine Dantzler out of, amen, Orangeburg, South Carolina. Shout out to him, amen, and the Good News family, amen. Also, Valisa Williams, New Covenant Soul Winning Ministries. And also, last but not least, the King Dominion album for your thousands of y'all who've been acquiring will be ready at the end of this month. definitely my last album, amen, featuring Prince Redeem, Mike Eternal, Sierra, Manny SC, Young Man, and Mayberry as well. So definitely shout out to y'all. Govern yourselves accordingly, amen. Now, back to this interview with Pastor Philip Mercer and the Sound of Prophetic Worship. We about to get into this next joint, amen, In Your Presence. Ooh, you're trying to hurt folks tonight. You're trying to hurt folks tonight, my God. All right, y'all better get ready for this one. Amen. Tell us about In Your Presence.
Wow, that song was straight downloaded from the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
One Christmas morning I woke up, I had my group, I had them over my house, and we actually had a little Christmas party, you know, just, you know, hanging out, having fun. But the next morning I woke up and I remember just going to the piano and just began playing, and that never played the song. It just was straight downloaded. I began to sing the song, and it just happened on the spot. And I believe Mr. Mike and Katrina, they was there. I just began to sing it, and God gave it to me that day. And that's when he also gave me the vision for this project. And I'll never forget just crying and weeping. And the Lord, this song was the seed of the whole project. So, It's a phenomenal song. It was just straight from the Holy Spirit. That's all I can tell you.
Wow. Well, listen, y'all. We about to get into it. Amen. In His Presence. This is the title track from the CD as well by Pastor Philip Mercer and the Sound of Prophetic Worship. Before we get into it, where can they find this phenomenal project at?
iTunes, just type in Philip Mercer, Sound of Prophetic Worship, Amazon, CD Baby. It pretty much, if you search the internet, you can pretty much find it anywhere. Or you can go to SOPWorship.com and order it off of my website.
All right. Get the album. I had it. It got jacked. I know you're listening, amen. You're probably laughing right now, amen. But definitely, amen. But definitely, I had the CD, amen. It's just that good. Church folks stole it from me. My God, I'm going to pray for you. Wow, I can't believe it. Stole my Philip Mercer CD. All right, get over it, man of God. All right, we about to get into In Your Presence, amen. Listen, this is a lengthy worship song. Listen, just kick back. Listen, shake the load off, and let the man of God and sounds of prophetic worship go in. Let's go.
In your presence, there is an answer. Lord, I need to hear from you. In your presence, there is direction. Lord, show me the way to you, so much is going on, and there is no one else to turn to. How many can testify to that? In your presence.
In your presence, there is my
direction.
Lord,
Lord, show me the way.
I find you, Lord,
Lord, you're
I lift your hands, hallelujah. In tu presencia. For all my Spanish brothers and sisters, come on, let's do it in Spanish.
In tu presencia.
In his presence, you'll find peace, amen, if you get in his presence, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor, amen, tell them what that was. Okay, do we still have Pastor Philip Mercer?
Well, Katrina's still on.
Okay.
I'm here.
You know what? Okay, Pastor. I thought you might have ran in your prayer closet or found a threshing floor. Amen. I said, Yes, sir.
That was In His Presence by Philip Mercer and the Sound of Prophetic Worship.
Oh, yes, God. Sir. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Mm. All right, Lord. Mm. Yes. Mm. Yeah. Ooh, okay. Sister Katrina, you on the song too, right?
Yes, one of the background vocals in the soprano section.
You act like you sound unnoticeable back there, amen. I mean, just humble woman of God. Brother Mike, you got a humble wife, amen. Because she said, yeah, I'm back there somewhere, you know. I don't know if you heard the same song I heard. I'm pretty sure the listeners, we heard you loud and clear, amen, by the Spirit of God, amen. My God, what was it like working on that song with the man of God?
That was an interesting experience, especially when we did it live at one point, and then we, you know, of course, recorded it in the studio. And it's something about that song that it really sends me into a deeper place of worship with God. And I love how we can also do it in, you know, another language. So we had to sit there and learn how to say In Tu Presencia in a way that, you know, people who spoke the authentic language would accept, you know, us being able to say it properly. So that was a memorable experience, just learning how to do it in Spanish, and still be able to go into the presence of God even in another language, and be witnessed where the congregation would also get into the presence of God even when we did it in Spanish. So we've had amazing experiences with that song.
Wow. God is good. Shout out to all the worshipers, amen, for joining us here tonight on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. We got Pastor Philip Mercer and the Sound of Prophetic Worship in the building. You go anywhere down in Jacksonville, you say that brother name, amen, they'll tell you amen. They know about Philip Mercer down there, so shout out to all the churches down there, amen. They know about Pastor Philip Mercer and this sound of prophetic worship. Amen. Amen. I had the honor and privilege of meeting this man of God. Amen.
Yes,
I believe
sir.
It was the prophetic, amen, the prophetic gathering, amen, I think it's down
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
And at the, yeah. And amen, you look quite older than you do, man of God. I mean, I don't mean to put age on you, amen, but you kind of seasoned in the spirit, amen, you know.
Yeah, I hear that a whole lot.
Yeah, man, you got God on you, man of God. You got God on you, amen.
Praise God.
Hey, man, I thought you about 45.
Oh, don't do me like that.
Hey,
man. Oh, man.
You keep going Baptist on them, amen, and that preaching, amen. You're going to get a lot of that, amen.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that. You're preaching up, the word is that you're preaching up a hurricane nowadays, amen. You got something to talk about, amen.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yes, sir. Yeah, I call myself, I'm about the coaster when it comes to preaching.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a little about the coaster. I preach the truth. I preach the word of God, and I like to bring it. I like to bring it home, like how they
wow.
used to do it from our roots. Amen. Baptist style. Amen. But most of all, I enjoy delivering the word of God. It's actually something that I tried to run away from. But, you know, God has a way of catching your attention to do what he called you to do. So it's nothing that I can run away from. It's something that he called me to do, and I enjoy doing it unto his glory.
Hallelujah. Well, we're going to get into probably our last track for the night, amen. If you have heard this CD, and like the man of God said, go to iTunes, man. Get this album, get the CD, amen. I mean, Thirsty, if you ain't heard Thirsty, all of the listeners who are just joining, if you had not heard Thirsty or in your, it said the atmosphere, listen, after the show is over, where you can go back, hear those songs again, and if you want to hear them again before you purchase them on iTunes, or you can just go to iTunes and just, you know, go ahead and download it. It's a good, all my worshipers, you need this in your prayer closet. You know all the worshipers before you go into the threshold. Floor, you need this album. Go and get that. I got it. Well, that's another story. But amen. We're gonna get amen to the last track. We're gonna talk about this life in the spirit. So man of God, tell us about life in the spirit. We about to crank it up a little bit and get into life in the spirit. Amen.
Well, life in the spirit is one of my favorite songs. This is actually the oldest song that I have wrote on this particular project. This song here, it's an awesome song. Just rejoicing in the Lord that you have life, you know, stating that you know that you've been washed, you know, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen, and that, you know, once you give your life over to Jesus, that you have life, you know, and I rejoice in this soul, amen, because I am a child of the Most High God, and I have life, you know, and when you experience life, you know, and I'm not talking about just your natural life, but your life in Christ Jesus, when you experience that, you know, there is joy, there is peace, you know, there is happiness, you know. So this song right here is just a rejoicing song, you know, stating that is life in the Spirit of God.
Amen. Let's get into life in the Spirit. We're about to rock out a little bit, amen. I mean, I know most of y'all probably shedding tears out there, amen, but we're about to crank it up and walk this thing on out in the Spirit, amen. This is Pastor Philip Mercy and the sound of prophetic worship. Let's get in the Spirit, life in the Spirit.
Same, Mike.
See, all clapping is this. Let your left hand meet your right hand in the middle. Come on, put those hands together. Young lead guitar, we got Brother Clay Benjamin. Thank you. we got Brother Jonathan Hampson.
Down for a we're gonna do a little praise break. You down?
All right.
Okay, we're gonna take a little praise break. Just give me about a quick minute. We're gonna do it like this. Oh, you better put your hands together.
Yes, sir.
Old school. Come on, my sister. Where my Kojic sisters at? You better get your praise on. Come on now. Amen, 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 amen.
Yes,
just had to get a little praise break in, amen. Give him a hallelujah. I know y'all done turned up and like some of y'all but done took off, amen. Got to bring you back in, amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, amen. Pastor, man, I enjoyed this, man, for you taking time out of your schedule, amen, and definitely all of y'all, amen, for joining us, amen, man of God. Last word, man of God.
Hey, my last word, man, I just appreciate you guys taking out of your time, amen, inviting me and my friends to speak, amen, and to be a blessing on your show. And I pray that this is not the last time, and that maybe when we in the air, maybe when we in the area, give me a chance to come out and, you know, minister, you know, to God's people. Amen. Mm. Praise God.
Amen. Definitely. We'll definitely be talking. Amen. And definitely, man. Definitely won't be your last time on here. Amen. Because we waiting on in the next album, especially taking it back old school. I'm talking about you on some Bishop G. E. Patterson, some old Timothy Fleming type going.
Now there
back.
We go, there we go, there we go. When you say Timothy Fleming, you struck a nerve in my body. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that old camp meeting music. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know I like hymns too. I don't know if I got any listeners that know about him. 454 Charge to Keep I have. And a God to glorify. Oh, yeah, I like it old school.
And we love the old school, amen. We definitely love it. Shout out to all the old school quartets, amen. And while we're there, I'm going to say a special shout out to the Alabama Spirituals, amen. Been doing this for about 26 years, the Alabama Spirituals, Stan Hunter. The pastors, amen, they definitely was on this show. Go back in the archive. They're traveling across the country. Keep those men of God in prayer, amen. Those men of God, I'm talking about a group loaded with preachers, amen. And I'm talking about get them men of God in your church, amen. Alabama Spirituals, holler at Stan Hunter, amen. He'll definitely tell you how to make it happen, amen. And we thank you, man of God, for coming on here, amen. I'm going to try to close it down, amen, because I get started with you, amen. I see we're going to have to bring you back, amen. Amen. Well, we about to end. I'm trying to figure out what song we're going to end up with, but, you know, you pick one. But I tell you what. Go ahead, man.
You can play number 11 where they can hear Minister Mike Holloway sing.
Mr. Mike, I don't think we have that one queued up. But we could definitely get into, I promise you, Mr. Mike, when you come back on here, I definitely have it queued up, amen. I definitely have it queued up, amen. Definitely check out Minister Mike, amen. Y'all get that CD, man, amen. It's a blessing, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Definitely thank you for being on the show, amen. God bless you. Y'all know what I'm rocking out with. You want a drink? Got water?
If you know who I am, you'll ask me for a drink of water. If you knew the gift of God, you'll ask me for a drink of water.
Whosoever drank will never thirst again. And if you drink the water, he'll fill you well with life.
Lord, I'm thirsty for the living water. Fill my well, God, that I may never thirst again.
Drink the water. He'll fill you well with life.
Lord, I'm thirsty for the living water. Fill my well, God, that I may never thirst again.
You know, and